Hey friends, welcome back to another session. Today, we're diving into a topic we all can relate to, comparison. It's something that creeps into our minds all day long, whether we're scrolling through social media, seeing perfect vacation photos, chatting with friends about their new jobs, or just sitting alone thinking about our own lives. We compare ourselves to others, how we look, what we've achieved, what we own, and it can leave us feeling small, insecure, or even jealous. For example, you might see a friend posting about their fancy new house, and suddenly you're thinking about your small apartment, feeling like you're behind. But here's the good news. You can take control of this mental habit and use it to grow instead of shrink. So, grab your headphones if you're listening on a walk, and let's dive deep into why we compare, what it does to us, and how to shift our perspective to live a more confident, fulfilling life. This is going to be a game changer. Our minds are wired to compare. It's like a non-stop background process running in our heads, always noticing differences. Maybe you see someone who, in your eyes, looks better than you. But what does better even mean? It's not some universal standard. It's whatever society decides is in at the moment. Think about it. The perfect face or body we chase often comes from movies, Instagram models, or TikTok stars. These are the images the world tells us are ideal, and when we see someone in our friend group who seems to match that vibe, maybe they've got that movie star glow, clear skin, or that influencer style with trendy clothes and a bright smile, our brains kick into comparison mode. They look like that, and I look like this, we think. And suddenly, we're caught in a mental tug of war. For instance, at a party, you might spot a cousin with shiny hair and stylish outfits and start feeling bad about your simple look. But where does this urge to compare come from? It's rooted in how we've been conditioned since childhood. Think back to school. In every classroom, there's that one kid who always comes out on top. Maybe they ace every test, get straight A's, or win every award like Student of the Month. Teachers praise them with stars and stickers. Parents cheer them on with big hugs and treats, and they get special treatment. The rest of the class is told to clap for them, and while it's meant to celebrate their success, it sends a subtle message. Being the best makes you special. From a young age, we're taught to measure ourselves against others, whether it's grades on a report card, scores in sports like who runs the fastest in gym class, or even how well we behave, like who gets the most gold stars for good manners. At home, siblings are compared. Why can't you be more like your sister who always cleans her room? And at work later in life, it's colleagues competing for promotions, like who gets the employee of the month or recognition in meetings. This conditioning doesn't stop when we grow up. It follows us everywhere. Social media makes it worse. Your friends posting pics from their fancy vacation to a beach resort while you're stuck at home doing chores. Or someone's showing off their new car, shiny and fast, while you're driving the same old one that's a bit rusty. You see their designer clothes from big brands, their shiny phone with the latest features, their perfect life with family outings and fancy dinners, and your brain starts whispering, "They have that, and I only have this." Another example. On LinkedIn, you see a former classmate sharing their big promotion to manager with photos of their new office, and you start wondering why your job hasn't advanced as fast, even if you're happy with it. If you think, "I'm successful," and I ask, "Compared to what?" You might say, "Well, I've achieved this or that, like buying my first home or finishing a big project at work." But then you pause, because no matter what you've done, there's always someone out there who's done more. Someone richer, with a bigger house, more successful by society standards. So, to feel better, you might shift the comparison downward, thinking, "At least I'm doing better than those people who are struggling." But either way, your sense of success is still tied to others, not to you. This constant comparison fuels our ego, but not in a good way. It breeds jealousy when we see others ahead of us, like feeling envious of a sibling who got married first while you're still single. It creates insecurity when we feel like we're falling behind, such as doubting your skills after seeing a peer get praised at work. It feeds complexes, like feeling inferior because someone has more. Over time, this mental habit hollows us out. We become so focused on what we don't have compared to others that we lose sight of what we do have, like our own unique talents. It's like running a race where the finish line keeps moving. You never feel like you're enough, always chasing the next thing. Comparison seeps into every part of life. In a competitive world, whether it's school exams, where everyone wants the highest score, office projects where teams compete for the best results, or even casual conversations at a party where people share stories to top each other, you feel a race to be better. Either way, the cycle never stops. The world is full of competition, ego, and jealousy, and it's easy to get sucked into that vortex. Why are our minds comparison machines? Actually, our brains are built to compare. It's how we make sense of the world. Big or small, good or bad, yesterday or tomorrow, me versus you, it's all a comparison. Without it, we wouldn't have thoughts or a mind at all. Thoughts are like a knife, sharp and useful when handled carefully, like using it to cut fruit for a snack, but dangerous if you swing it around, like accidentally hurting your finger. Most of us don't realize how much our thoughts control us. They're so fast and automatic that we don't even notice them slicing through our peace of mind. We end up hurting ourselves with overthinking, insecurity, and self-doubt, all because we haven't learned how to manage our thoughts. You go for a walk in a park to clear your head, but your mind doesn't stop. It's churning with thoughts about your job, your relationships, or what's coming next. Maybe you're thinking about that friend who just got a promotion while you're still in the same role, or replaying a conversation where someone seemed better than you, like they had all the funny stories and you felt quiet. These thoughts pile up, and before you know it, your head's pounding with stress. Those thoughts, they take over, leaving you feeling trapped in your own mind. So, the problem isn't that we compare. It's that we don't know how to direct that comparison in a way that helps us grow. We're so busy comparing ourselves to others that we miss the most important comparison, the one with ourselves. It's vital to recognize who you typically compare yourself with. Notice you rarely compare yourself to distant figures like Elon Musk, who builds rockets, but rather with peers, friends, siblings, classmates, or colleagues, like the person next desk who got a raise, Such comparisons aren't inherently wrong. They're part of life. But the trouble arises when you become stuck thinking, I shouldn't compare myself. The human mind tends to think in extremes. Either something is completely right or entirely wrong. For example, when anger arises, your mind says, I shouldn't be angry, creating a conflict between reality and belief. The belief is anger shouldn't exist. The same goes for comparison. Your mind continuously says, comparison is wrong, even though comparison's naturally occurring. You can't stop comparing entirely. It's part of being human. But you can choose who and what to compare yourself to. Instead of measuring yourself against your friends, coworkers, or random people on social media, start comparing yourself to you. Compare your past self with your present self, and your present self with the future self you want to become. That means comparing your present self with your past self and measuring the progress each day. In other words, compare yesterday with today in pursuit of the future self you aspire to be. This shift changes everything. Let's break it down. Most of us don't have a clear vision of our future selves. We go through life reacting to what's in front of us, comparing ourselves to others without a bigger picture. But what if you created a vivid image of who you want to be in 10, 20, or 30 years? Imagine yourself at 50, sitting on a mountaintop, looking back at your life. What do you want to see? A life filled with growth, meaningful relationships, and a sense of purpose? Or a life weighed down by regrets because you spent your days chasing other people's definitions of success? Take some time to write down your vision. Be specific. At 35, what do you want to have achieved? Not just in terms of money or status, but in terms of what skills do you want to master? What kind of relationships do you want to nurture? Once you have that vision, use it as your benchmark. Every day, ask yourself, am I moving closer to that future me? Compare yourself to where you were yesterday, last week, or last year. If you've grown, even a little, like reading one more page of a book that's progress worth celebrating. Think back to who you were 10 days ago. If you can see changes, like eating healthier or being kinder to family, you can grow that much in 10 days. Imagine where you could be in 10 months or 10 years. This kind of comparison isn't about ego or jealousy. It's about measuring your own growth and staying focused on your path. It's like tracking your performance. You measure your progress to improve, not to tear yourself down. Tracking your progress helps you see how far you've come and where you're headed. But the trick is to measure yourself against your own goals, not someone else's life. When you compare yourself to others, your friend's new house, your cousin's fancy job, or a stranger's Instagram feed with glamorous trips, you're setting yourself up to feel stuck. Their path isn't yours, and their wins don't diminish your worth. Instead, measure your growth daily. Ask yourself, what did I learn today? How am I better than I was yesterday? What step did I take toward my goals? Maybe you read a new book that opened your mind, had a tough but honest conversation with a loved one, or pushed your limits. By focusing on your own progress, you build confidence and self-esteem that no one can take away. You stop worrying about what others are doing and start celebrating what you're doing. Society often defines success as money, power, fame, or status, like having a big title at work. But chasing those things through comparison only feeds your ego and insecurities. True success isn't about being better than someone else. It's about finding satisfaction and contentment in your own life. And contentment doesn't mean settling or being lazy. It's not about sitting in your comfort zone saying, "Hey, this is fine." Real contentment comes from knowing you're living with purpose, growing every day, and aligning your life with what matters to you, like spending time with family or helping others, following your passion, growing from inside. When you shift your focus to your own journey, comparison stops being a trap and becomes a tool. You start using it to measure your progress, not your flaws. You stop asking, "Why don't I have what they have?" and start asking, "Am I becoming the person I want to be?" That's when you find peace, confidence, and a sense of success that no one can shake. So, start today. Write down that vision of your future self. Take one small step toward it, and measure your progress each day with pride. You've got this. Thanks for tuning in to this session. Share it with a friend who might need it. We'll meet again in the next session to help you grow. Until then, keep shining.